Hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and tonight I have a very special friend to the show, and I can't wait for you guys to hear her story. Tonight is officially my season. It is October 1st, and I am so excited. To celebrate, we're hanging with one of our very own, the one and only Melissa, and thanking the sweet baby Jesus up above that her story is not our story. What in the haunting are we talking about? Why? Melissa's haunted history, of course. But before we do, big thanks to everyone that's hanging with me on social media, everyone rating, subscribing, reviewing, emailing, and everything in between. Hang with me on Twitter and Snapchat at Media Matters, on Instagram and Facebook at The Media Matters, on email at themediamatters@gmail.com, on the show's site at themediamatters.com, or via Ouija board, because you know me, I love a good Ouija board. Make sure you post a screenshot of you listening to any Media Matters episode on your favorite podcast app. Tag me in your post and I will shout you out like a boss. And don't forget to turn on your notifications and be the first to see new posts from the show. Haven't checked out the site yet? It's up and has show notes, the backlog of every episode, with so much more to come very, very soon. And because so many of you have asked about my favorite things like podcast equipment, books, vlog equipment, and so much more, I have an Amazon store that you can check out now. That's right, you guys, I am all grown up. It has all kinds of goodies that I use on the regular, so make sure you check it out at amazon.com/shop/Media Matters, and I will make sure that I link it in the show notes. It was a dark and stormy night, and I curled up and read and read and read all of your ghost stories. They are so much fun to receive and to read. You guys have no idea. It is never, ever, ever too late to submit your real life ghost story or stories. Make sure you jot it down and email it to me at themediamatters@gmail.com. Send it via DM on one of the show's social media pages, or hello, just call the show. That's right, you guys. You can leave it on the show's voicemail at 850-203-0118 to be part of the action. I will make sure that I personally reply to your message and contact you to make arrangements for you to tell your real life ghost story on the show right here on The Media Matters. And no pressure whatsoever for you to be on the show. I will gladly read your story on your behalf, or Marie Rose can read your story on your behalf, or your neighbor can read your story. It's all good. No pressure, no judgment, just good, clean, scary fun. For your voicemail ghost stories, remember, call the show at 850-203-0118. Leave your name, the state you're calling from, and let the ghost story roll. These messages will be played on the air, so make sure you let me know if you want them to be kept private. You can also leave a message with a review for the show, show-related questions, stories, and more, so make sure you stretch, warm up those dialing fingers, and start pressing. Want exclusive goodies like bonus episodes, behind-the-scenes vlogs, and more at your little fingertips? Join our super kick-ass, super exclusive family on Patreon and get immediate access to so much fun. Check out the show at patreon.com/themediamatters and join us today and forever. Let your voice be heard. Post your rating and review for your favorite shows anywhere you listen to your podcasts. The couple of minutes it takes to leave a few words or even 5 stars really does make a huge difference. It helps podcasts move up the charts and become more visible for newcomers. If you haven't already done so, please make sure that you guys leave a rating and or review for your favorite podcasts and make sure your faves get seen. Without further ado, let's get down with this week's Can't Resist Crystal, which is the one and only Green Zircon. From Cassandra Eason's The Complete Crystal Handbook, the green zircon is the zircon of abundance and growth in every area of life and of creating beauty and harmony, even in unpromising situations. Good for all personal, home, and work makeovers, and for creating a good social life in case you got out of the habit. Wear green zircon to feel prosperous, and in doing so, to attract prosperity through the growth of income. This little beauty is perfect for the heart chakra, is a brilliant green, yellowish green, brownish green, and can sometimes be cloudy. Physically, it may help with lungs, cystic fibrosis, allergies due to pollen in plants, wheat, and other grains. It also assists all forms of natural healing, especially when using herbs and tree essences. Emotionally, it helps to reduce dependency on others that can stifle relationships and friendships, and over-possessiveness or over-concern with the lives and problems of others. For more on this green goddess, make sure you check out Cassandra Eason's book, The Complete Crystal Handbook, which I'll make sure I link in the show notes for you. You can also find information on green zircon using any resource that resonates with you. With that, it's time to turn off the lights, burrito wrap ourselves in a blanket, and welcome our fabulous friend to the show.
Ha 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 ha
right, friends, as promised, I have the one and only Melissa with us. Melissa is our friend to the show, and we hang out on Instagram all the time, and I'm so, so happy that we have gotten to know each other and that Melissa agreed to join us tonight. Make sure you listen to the ghost story that Melissa told on the episode, because it is full of all kinds of creepy stuff. So much creepy stuff. Melissa, welcome to the show. Thank you so, 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 so much for being with me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I am so excited.
I'm such a fan of the show. My friend first introduced me to your podcast, and I just binged. I listened to like both seasons, and then I think I even begged you on Twitter to come back when you guys were in Texas.
Yes, trust me. It was we would rather have been doing the show. Definitely. So I am so honored to have you as part of the family, and thank you so much for listening and for loving it. And I hope that you have gotten some really good stuff out of it. You and I have talked offline, and I know some of the stuff that's gone on, and some of the things that we have talked about in the show that has actually been beneficial. So I'm so happy that it's actually more than just, you know, a brick wall and a microphone at a comedy show.
That's what it feels is like so all the time. Much more.
I'm so glad. So when you contacted me initially, you talked about activity in your home and some experiences that you had, your son had, pretty much your family. Let's talk about some of that, because I want our friends to get acquainted with some of the things that have gone on for you.
Okay. Yeah. So we moved into a house, and you know, I've always been a little sensitive, you know, to, you know, I don't know, fruit falling or, you know, things showing up since my mom passed away. She passed away in 2008, and almost immediately after that, we started experiencing things in our house. And when we had to leave that house, I was so sad because I didn't want my mom to leave because I knew she was with us. And so I told her, let's go, we're moving. And we moved to a new house, and it was, you know, I hated the house. I knew it was temporary, but I knew almost immediately that we weren't alone and that it wasn't my mom's spirit. And I told my husband, and he just kind of said, okay, you know. And he just looks at me with that smile like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, my husband is a non-believer. And I always told him, you know, that I wanted to see a medium. Ever since my mom passed, I wanted to see a medium. And so in this house, when all this stuff was going on, and my son started to experience things, and he would hear things, and I would hear things, I was just like, I want to see a medium. I want to, you know, go and see one. So I did. And she kind of told me a lot more than what I realized. You know, she told me that I was an empath, and I didn't know what that was, because this was before I even started. This is one of the ventures of why I seeked out your podcast. My friend and me were both very interested, and you know, she told me, oh, I found these girls, listen to them. And then I was instantly hooked, and, you know, but it was just, it's a whole new world. And I kind of use the tools that you say, but I don't, you know, really practice, I should say. But she did tell me that, you know, our house was a portal, and I didn't know what that meant. And then my friend said, you have to listen to the mirror episode. And the house that we lived in had literally 20 mirrors, and you couldn't even take them off. They had like built this wall in between like what was an open area, and instead of a window, they put a mirror there.
Oh
yeah. And it was you could not walk in a room without mirrors. It had closet mirrors, it had mirrors everywhere. And I was just like, that's our portal. Yeah, it was very creepy, and we were there 2 years too long.
Oh wow. So the majority of the activity you've experienced in your life, was it at that house, or has it just been throughout your life?
I've always felt my mom's presence, you know, different situations. But that house, I would say, really sparked all of my gifts. If that's the only, like, I don't know, good thing that came out of that house, it sparked visitations. when I didn't even really know what visitations were. I remember my first visitation was from my mother. And whenever I tell anybody, it's a huge deal for me to come on the podcast because I don't really tell anybody anything. I tell like my favorite five and that's it. No one else. I don't walk up and say, oh, I have visitations from dead people. Right. You know, it's not like a conversation starter. But my first visitation was actually my mother. And I couldn't see her. I couldn't hear her. It was just a little pop in my head. It's hard to explain. I know you know, but it's hard to explain to somebody. And all it said was, find Doc. And that was one of my mom's best friends. And I was like, find Doc? Why do I have to find Doc? Like, I'm having a conversation in my head with my mother. And, you know, my mother's telling me, find her friend. And so I kind of like laughed it off. Like, that was weird. Like, that was a random thought. And come to find out, 3 months later, it popped in my head again. And I was like, all right. So I did my investigative work, tried to find him, and I found out that he had passed away like 2 months before.
Oh, wow.
So my mom was trying to get me to find him. And I mean, he's lived in the same house for 40 years at Seal Beach. So I knew where he was. I wish I would have listened, but I didn't realize what it was. So he had no family, so he must have died alone. So she just wanted me to find him. So that was my first visitation, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then when I was listening and I heard your things about visitation after, I was like, that was what it was. But that first happened. And then with my son and everything else, after I saw the medium, she immediately clicked and said, you heard your mother. She immediately, you know, all my relatives came through and, you know, she says, wow, so not a lot of people can do that. And she said, you really have a gift. And I kind of like, okay, you know, lady, I'm paying you.
Right.
But, you know, she says, no, she goes, you've had a few of them. And it's true. I had a dream of this girl that I barely knew. I had a dream of her dad, the room he died in, how he died, what it looked like, and a song that he was singing to me. And it was so powerful that I had to call her in the morning. I had to text her actually in the morning and tell her about this. And she was just crying. And she said, I've been missing my dad so much. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
And so then I started to realize like, oh, okay, maybe this is a thing. And then that's, you know, as I started listening to you, I realized everything it is. And in that house, that's the good thing that came out of it. But I would wake up in this room, our bedroom. And that's where most of the activity would happen, is in the back part of the house where this addition is, with the mirror and the window and just the creepiness. It had paneled walls and it was just hideous. And I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would see, I don't know, the best way I could describe it is black clouds. Mm-mm. And they would form.
Okay.
No, it's not. Trust me. And but that's one of the things that I took away from you, because I know you don't, you always say like, I'm all for it, but I don't want to see it. You know, I don't want to see you. So that's where I shut it down. And I was like, you know, if you want to communicate, we can communicate through. Most of mine is like, I don't know what the clair is, but it's just like almost like pops of pictures in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Or pops like of a conversation. You know, it's not audio. It's not visual. I have seen visual things, but visual really scares me.
So, I would say that's it's a combination for sure, which most people are, but that sounds a lot like clairvoyance,
mm-hmm.
which is, that's my strongest area.
And it's so hard to explain to people because it's just, it happens in your head.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I swear I'm not crazy.
And I've proven to my husband a couple times, and I'll share this with you. I don't know if I'm jumping ahead, but when we were going camping, and my husband always, you know, takes a gun when we go camping, and I don't touch the guns or mess with the guns or anything. And he could not find his gun. And he has like four or five, but this one that he takes is small. He always takes it when we travel. And he could not find it, did not want to leave, did not want to do anything. And I was like, we have to leave. We have to meet them. And so he's like, I think it's stolen. So he's, you know, inner freaking out that this gun is gone. And we get like 15 minutes away from the house. And I said, it's in the closet under a white bag. And he's like, what? And I'm like, it's in our closet in the corner under a white bag with a feather boa in it. And he just looks at me like, you're just saying that to appease me. I called my girlfriend who has keys to our house. She went to my closet, went under it, and there was the gun.
Oh my God.
And he's like, how did you know that? I said, I saw a Polaroid picture of it. He's like, I don't even remember putting it there, but I must have put it there when he had a rental. And when we moved out of that house and moved into another one. But I just, because he asked my mom for help to find the gun. Because anytime he loses something, he asked Linda for help. So, you know, my mom, I don't know if that was my mom, but something gave me a picture of exactly where that gun was. And I wouldn't have known because I don't mess with anything like that.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's really I can't explain it, you know, and I can't control it. And I know that you guys are more advanced and you can control, you know, can you control the information you get? Like I haven't learned that.
You can. And me personally, I tend to be pretty open all the time. And, and what I mean by that is that I don't, there are a few times when I consciously say, I need to turn this off. The rest of the time, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't get in my way because I'm so used to it. But there are times like when I am trying to sleep and I'm like, no, guys, this is my space and I need you to, you know, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing.
Leave my presence.
Yeah. So, yeah, you and I have learned along the way that it is better to not be open all the time. I think it's a personal choice. I think, you know, definitely be safe. Make sure that you're protected if you are going to walk around just being you all the time. But it's a personal preference.
I need to learn and go back to those episodes on protecting myself because I went rather recently. Well, not recently. It was last year. I went to visit my friend's mom. One of my best friend's mom was very sick. And I went to visit her in her hospice. And I don't know if you have any problems walking into hospitals or hospice, but yes. I walked in. Okay. So I walked in there and I immediately, and I feel when something's happening, I get that lightheaded, like,
yes.
Almost like, what's the one where you get off a boat? Where you feel like you're rocking almost.
Yeah. That like seasickness kind of feeling where yes. Yeah.
I get like that kind of feeling. And I walked in there and I was like, "Ooh," you know, and I sat down with her and I immediately felt like I was going to throw up. And I felt like, you know, my brain, there was like tingling in my brain. It was the weirdest thing. And her mom was sleeping and she wouldn't wake up. She was napping. So I just sat there with her, and the more that it went on, the more that my brain tingled. And I was just like, I was immediately brought to tears. I was overwhelmed with this sadness and sorrow and, you know, and it wasn't my emotion. It was so weird. It was the weirdest thing that I've ever experienced. And then I come to realize I thought the chair was broken. And I come to realize that I was shaking back and forth like someone that would have Parkinson's disease.
Oh, wow.
Like my head was wobbling back and forth. And that's when I got up and I had to leave. I left there crying. And, you know, and it was, I was scared and that I could not physically control myself. And so that's when I prayed. I sat in the sun and I sat there and it was just standing in the sun and I was just praying to take these feelings away. And then I was like, I'm never going back there again. And literally I work down the street from there now.
Oh, God.
How bizarre is that? I can see it from my car. But the next day I put my big girl panties on and I was like, you are going to go back there and you're going to see her mom and you are going to enter that building and you're not going to feel anything. And you know what? I did. I went back and I held my hand on that door of that hospice building. And I said, this is my visit. You know, I am not welcome. I'm not welcoming anything. I'm going to visit my mom. You know, it was my friend's mom. And I had a perfect visit. So that's when I learned, like, oh, hey, these tools really work.
I'm so proud of you. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you talk to me that Friday night, I called my friend bawling. I was like, I can't do it. I can't go in there. I can't feel this. What is this? You know, I'm like, this is the devil's work. Like, you know, sorcery. I did. I was so scared because I physically couldn't control my body.
Yeah, it's very scary. It's an unsettling feeling when you're not accustomed to it, or when you're new to it, when you're not expecting it. You know, I mean, you don't, there are so many, and I'm sure if you really think back, there are so many instances where this has happened, where you're walking into a place that you definitely would not suspect has any kind of activity, or, you know, maybe not even that. I just, you know what I mean? Like, you're just walking into a kitchen and you're like, oh, it's a kitchen, but it's not.
Yeah.
There's a lot of energy in there.
Oh my, I feel energy so. You know, the building, they sold our building where we were working, and we had to move into this. I work for an auto dealership. And so they sold it, and we had to move to a temporary office building. And I walked in and I was like, I don't like it. It just felt dark. It felt, and you know what I come to find out? It was an old hospice. Oh, wow. Yeah, go figure. It was a hospice paperwork office. So that was probably the vibe that was going on there. But, and it's funny because it's like, not a lot of people know, but I sat right next to this girl, and you know, I was like, dang, I think her grandma died of a stroke. How do I ask her? You know what I'm thinking? You know, I'm just like, when, I don't know if you feel this, but when you get this information, mm-hmm. it doesn't leave you alone until you verbalize it.
Yes.
And yes. It's pestering. And it's, so I had a conversation with her one day. I was like, oh, what was your, you know, she had a picture of her grandma. And I said, oh, what was your grandma's name? How did she pass away? She's like, oh, she had a heart attack. I'm like, oh, I was wrong on that one. And then, so then she starts saying, I said, oh, I thought her name was Guadalupe, because that was the name that I got. She's like, she looks at me. She's like, Guadalupe was my dad's mom's name. I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, oh, I thought that was your mom's mom. She's like, she died 20 years ago. Like, I've never talked about her. I said, oh, maybe I have it mixed up with someone else. And then I said, how did she pass away? She goes, oh, she stopped eating. They think she had a stroke. And I'm like, oh, there we go. But I can't do the follow through because I don't know how to obtain the messages.
Right.
Like, and
that's just practice. That's, and I mean, and we can talk offline about that, but yeah, we'll talk offline about that. But that, it is practice, and it's scary. It still makes me nervous to this day. Because for me, I know that people want to connect. They want something specific, and that's not mm-hmm. how spirit works. It's, even if I sent 100 requests for, you know, Robert to show up, he may not. It may be other family members. It may be, you know, it's happened before, and it is a lot of pressure, and it's, you know, it's a lot of things, but it's just the practice that you need to start learning what your symbols are, and to get comfortable, and ultimately to know that you're relaying the information, you're just the conduit, and it's up to the recipient to translate it.
Yeah. And I need to learn. I did give my first reading. Do nice. We have time for that? Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. I get a massage from this lady. Probably once a month. I go for like just a massage. Me and my husband both go, and she's a Thai massage. And I was laying there, and you know, it's dark and it's calm and it's music, and I see this little white, I don't know if you see, I see things with my eyes closed. So I see colors, I see images, and I see different things. Well, I saw this white little bubble, and it made me so happy, and I'm following this little cloud bubble. It looked like, I don't know, a little Pac-Man. And I'm just following it, but it brought me so much joy and nostalgia and love. And it was just like so beautiful. And then it led me into an image of, you know, this little Asian woman, and I knew exactly what she was wearing. She was wearing this little dress, and it was like a little muumuu style, and she had a little purse, and she was holding it with her two hands right up at her chest, and I could tell you what her hair looks like and everything. And I assumed that it was this lady's mother, you know, and I just shut it down because I was like, I don't know this girl. I can't just say, hey, you know. And so the next time I went to go see her in between the two visits, it was like 3 weeks. I had a dream about that same woman, and she was sitting in a park, and it was green and lush and beautiful. And she kept dragging me and dragging me to this, where this girl with this baby was. And she was just like telling, it was basically, she wasn't speaking, but she was telling me how much she's proud of her and how beautiful her baby is and what a wonderful mother she is. And I didn't know if this girl was a mom. I didn't know anything. So the next visit I went to, I realized I had, you know, I had to tell her because I was going to keep having dreams about this lady until I gave it up. So I kind of told her, and it ends up being that it was her grandmother, and her grandmother died when she was six. And she was so, I described her grandmother to a T. I was crying. She was crying. I didn't even try to do a reading on this girl. I just told her what I saw, and she knew it was her grandmother. And she, you know, knew exactly, that's how I explained her hair, the way that she held her purse. And she has a 4-month-old baby. And she says that she was recently in a park in San Diego, and it was lush and green and had flowers, just the way I described it. And she says, I got a sniff of my grandmother's perfume when I was there.
Wow.
And she goes, and I looked around for her. And, oh, I'm getting chills just thinking of it, because that's why we were both crying, because it was just, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just telling her about a dream and like, look, I'm going to still have this dream until I tell you. I don't know what it is. I don't know who you put it together. But yeah, it was her grandmother, and she is in her, I think she's 41, and her grandmother passed away when she was six.
Wow.
I know. It brings tears to my eyes just thinking about it. But that was my one and only time that I told a stranger, like someone that didn't, you know, kind of know me.
Yeah, and it's hard to do. That's incredibly brave, because I mean, I've had times when I have received, somebody's been pestering me, and it's like, and yes, I'll say yes. I know. I don't want to take away from your time and your stories, but yes, I totally understand. And I'm so proud of you, Melissa. It's very courageous to do. It's scary, especially when you don't know someone. And I gotta say, I don't know which one gives me more anxiety, telling a stranger or telling someone that I know, because it's just scary all around. With someone I know, I'm always afraid that they're going to think that I am pulling from old information, or
yes,
I heard something, or, you know. And anybody that knows me knows, like, my memory is crap. I'm like, I barely remember showering this morning, guys. Like, I'm not holding on to your files, I promise you. But, you know, and then for strangers, I'm like, they're going to call someone with white coats, because they're like, what the hell are you talking about?
I know. And I don't know the follow through and stuff. And I almost enrolled in a class, and then I chickened out because I thought, you know, I can maintain it as it is. I don't know that I want to go any farther with it. So, and it's scary. It's like you're at a ledge, and you kind of like, okay, faith and this faith, you know, you kind of like, I know personally, I kind of struggle with that, like, you know, where I should go with it and stuff. And then, you know, and then you see, you know, a man standing in your hallway in a plaid shirt, and you're thinking, who was that? You know,
right.
And that was at my new house, but I'm not scared at my new house. There's no, you know, it's so calm. Like, I know I reached out to you about clearing and what you say when you sage and stuff like that. But at our new house, I didn't even sage, because it was just a peaceful feeling. But I don't think necessarily it's the house. I think that it's me, you know, like my husband said, they follow me.
Yeah, they definitely do. And I would say my recommendation is to sage on a regular basis. So just the way you clean your house and you vacuum and you scrub the toilets and whatever, I would encourage you to make it part of your routine. And it, you know, it could be once a quarter, once a month, once a week, however often you choose to do something like that. But it is always good to make sure that you have your boundaries set and your environment clean. And it's definitely you, just like in my house, it's definitely me. And it's not going to keep spirit from coming, but it is going to ensure that I am protected and I've protected my home. And I am setting those rules and saying, no, you know, I'll allow these beings and I'll allow you at these times. And the rest of the time, I'm not too concerned with what you're doing. But it is good practice. Yeah, it's very good practice. And even, you know, it's something good to get in the habit of doing. And if it's, you know, if that's not something that's that you can maintain, then maybe having crystals around the house and you give them a specific job and you put them on your windowsills and above the door frames, the doors that are going outside, and you, depending on the type of crystal, you put them out in the full moon every time those are full moon, so they get charged and you know, get their juices flowing again, and you clear them every so often and put them back. And but just to maintain practices, because you are very sensitive and you want to make sure that you are doing everything you can to maintain your housekeeping in that sense. Yeah.
And I did get crystals. The lady that I went to, she said, I'm going to send you some crystals because, you know, she, you know, had kind of, you know, had a, she ended up telling me about my son and, you know, different things about that. And she's, I'm going to send you some crystals for protection. And, you know, I carried them around in my purse and wherever I went, I carried those crystals. And, I probably shouldn't have carried them in my purse, but I did buy sage and I had every intent on that I call it the haunted house. We always call it the haunted house. I had every intention when I went home, like right after I cleaned and the house is clean, I'm like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to sage. And I'm going to get everything out. And then I would come home super anxious. And I know you're not supposed to sage when you have anxiety or anything. Or that's what I've heard. So I was like, it just, for some reason, it would never happen. It would just never happen. And my husband said, it's just not meant to. You're not meant to. If something happens every time, there would be, something, you know, I would get called away from the house. I wouldn't be home alone. There would just be something going on. So it was just like, it was too funny because every time I set that intent, it would fail.
Oh yeah, I understand but that.
Everybody referred to it as the haunted house. And when when my friend heard that we were moving, she's like, I never got to see the haunted house. So we'll come over. She came over that night or that day. We're sitting on my couch talking and all of a sudden you hear, doo, 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 doo. Oh, and she turns and she goes, what was that? And she's like, that was Devin. And I said, no, Devin's asleep. She'll know that was someone running down your hallway. And all three of my little fur babies were right there on the ottoman sleeping. And she goes, what was that? And I said, you came to see the haunted house. They delivered. She goes, what was that? And I was like, and I said, do you smell garlic? She goes, yeah. I said, I have not owned one piece of garlic in this house for 2 years.
Wow.
But they were Asian. So you smelt a lot of Asian aromas in the hallway. It was only in the hallway that you smelt those. So yeah, it was just, the house was, it'll forever be the haunted house that we were there 2 years too long, but it really did open up a whole new world for me.
Oh yeah. And I do wonder if that's part of the purpose, is to get you to where you're supposed to be, because I think about, you know, my experiences in the haunted condo where we lived in my teen years, you know, my Ouija board days. And I think about that and I'm like, man, that was so creepy. I really, at this point, I wouldn't change any of it. At the time, I definitely would have changed it because it was scary as hell. But
right?
Now I know that all of that served a purpose and I had to overcome a lot of those fears in order to get where I am. And now, you know, not to say that I don't ever get scared, because I definitely do, but I have a lot more control over things, and I am a far better equipped to handle that and to set boundaries and to say, yes, now is good, no, it's not, and you got to go, or whatever the case. So the same will happen for you, and I'm happy to help you however I can. Any advice you need, just feel free to pick my brain. And I have a long way to go. I don't think you ever master any of this, at least not while you're in this world.
Yeah.
There's so much, and there's so much that we don't know and that we can't possibly know until we get to the other side. And even then, I don't think we get that information unless we're supposed to have it. So, you know, who knows? Who knows? But, you know, while we're here, you know, I would say in your case with, you know, saging when you're feeling anxious, or I would disagree with that. I think there's never a bad time to sage unless like the house is on fire. Maybe not a good time. But, you know, in that case, I'm like, throw all the sage in there, let it burn.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I have been in that position before where I have felt anxious or, you know, just in a really bad mood or whatever the case. And you just, I would encourage you to find something that raises your vibration. If that's music, if that's something funny on TV, if it's lighting candles, whatever it is, like there are triggers for you that either increase a feeling or diffuses it. So I would seek that out and even sage yourself. Start off by saging yourself and then sage your home.
So good just, advice.
Yeah, just something to think about, because there's just never a bad time.
I know. And I have yet to do it. I don't know what I'm waiting for, and I don't know what my hangup is. Maybe I feel like I'm going to say the wrong thing.
No.
But, you know, I'm so green at this. I don't know how to raise vibrations or anything. I meditated once, saw crazy things, and said, I'm not going to do it again. I was like, I didn't know what I was seeing. And then I called my friend who she's the one that introduced me to your podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I saw this. And she looks up, she's like, oh my gosh. And so we go over it. And I'm like, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah. So we'll talk. And this is good. This is actually good for me to know too, because this helps me to create other content. I have a calendar full of episodes that are coming in the next year and a half, but it's not concrete, and I'm always looking for ways to implement new things and even go over things. So we have in this season, we will have another episode on self-protection and another episode on, maybe not in this season, but psychic attacks, because I think we did one at the beginning of the season. But we will revisit those things, because it's always good to have a refresher. And I fall into the same pitfalls, and I get comfortable and in a zone, and I'm like, no, I'm good. And then suddenly I'm like, I haven't slept in 3 weeks, and, you know, it's definitely time to clean house, because some crazy stuff is going on. So,
yeah. And that's what scared me too. I'll be very honest. That little traveler, I think that it was Marie that had it.
Right.
I think that really scared me. So I was like, that can happen. You know, yes. I didn't know all of that.
Oh yeah. And it's, I mean, we're learning with you guys too. There's a lot that we don't know. And there's stuff that I've learned just reading the stories and talking with you guys. And I'm so grateful for that, because it's then stuff that I can go research and, you know, talk to more advanced people about and learn and get information. And it's, you know, good for me too. And, you know, it answers questions that I've had that have been longstanding. And then it, you know, eventually puts me in a place where I can use it in the future and say, oh yeah, I remember when this happened and I learned this, and this is what you do. So, you know, all around, it's really cool. But, you know, I'm super happy to help you however I can. Let me know. And, you know, whatever sound advice I can give, I would definitely give. But it sounds like you have dealt with this all of your life. Do you remember when you started to notice that you could see things and or feel things that, you know, like maybe your friends or your family couldn't?
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, when my awareness really peaked was from the haunted house in 2016. Before that, I always thought, okay, I am the friend to go to if you want advice. I'm the friend that you want to go to if you want to be consoled. I'm the friend that you want to go to if you want some piece of information. If you, you know, anything, like, I'm that friend to go to. And I thought, oh, I'm just a really good friend, you know? But it's like, I always seem to have the answers. And, you know, I would realize that I'm like a magnet for people. And, you know, I could be at the grocery store, people could come up to me, you know, and I don't, and I know that in reading and stuff like that, that might have been a lot of the intuitive stuff that I just overlooked it being normal. I was always a good guesser. I could see the outcome of something happening before it happened. And I just thought that I was smart, you know, so I realized that I might not be that smart, but I might have always just had that intuition that I never really saw. At 9 years old, I knew when my mom was lying to me. I knew when, you know, like, I knew when my mom was not telling me the truth about something. And I wasn't a detective. I was 9 years old, you know. So, I mean, when you think about it that way, it's like, I don't know if it was, you know, my intuition, but I never, as a child, I never really saw anything. I didn't have your imaginary friend. I never experienced anything like that. So I don't know. I can't really say that I saw things. I knew that things always happened around me. I knew that I had, I don't know your age, but I had a Teddy Ruxpin, and it was, you'd put a cassette in him and he would talk.
Yeah, I remember and, that guy.
Yes. And he started talking without batteries one day. Oh, and no. My brother just about, like, I mean, I think that thing got burned. Yeah. I think my brother threw that thing in the trash and burned it. Okay. No. And I was just like, oh, it didn't scare. It never scared me. You know, I was just like, oh, there was a reason for that. You know, he just said one of his phrases, you know. And, but it scared my brother because he's 5 years older than me. Me, I just thought it was normal. So I don't know that it was like, it's kind of like a fine line. Those things were normal to me, but I never really saw anything, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely does.
But I've always had that intuition. Like, I could read a picture, and my friend uses me as her Google date. Like, if she's going out with a guy, she will send me a picture of him. I will scan him. I will tell him how his personality is and this and that. And 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to say 10 out of 10 with this one friend, I'm right. I can tell her how his personality is, if he's in it for the dating or if he's in it for something else.
Wow.
And so she always, anytime she goes out with someone, she sends me a picture. So I don't know what that is either. I don't know, you know. But that's, I just call it intuitive.
That's incredible. Well, you're definitely a beneficial friend to have.
Why do you think they flock to me?
I know. They're like, hey,
but it's all, I don't take my own advice, but I try to give good advice.
Oh yeah, for sure. That is interesting. How about your family? Do you know if your family has a history of intuition as well? Any kind of intuitive abilities?
Well, my mom, I don't think she did, because I could lie to her and she'd never know. She would never know. My son could never lie to me. I would always know. And I asked my dad one day, I said, could you lie to grandma? He goes, no, she always knew. And I asked him for a specific reason, because the medium told me that I got my empath ways from my grandmother in the apron, which was his mother. So, you know, I don't know, because no one would ever talk about it. And she was so Christian. She, you know, would never say anything about anything, you know, that wasn't church. So I don't know, but in probably the last year, I was talking to my mom's sister. And she's my aunt that, you know, is still living and takes care of my grandmother. And I see him on a weekly basis. And I was chatting with her about another visitation that I had. And it was from my other aunt that passed away. And you're going to laugh at this. I woke up in the middle of the night. And see, I tell everybody that's a non-believer, I had a dream, but it wasn't a dream. I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw, you know, those big Mylar balloons?
Oh, yeah.
And it was a frog head. and it had frog eyes. And I got scared. And I'm like, it was just the outline of this frog in the, and this was at the haunted house. And it was in the corner of the room. And then I took a deep gasp because it scared me. I was like, oh, it's you. How I knew it was my Aunt Connie, I have no idea.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it was really bizarre because this is before I even saw the medium. And I was, my, all she said was, thank you for everything you're doing for grandma. And I was like, what am I doing for grandma? It didn't make sense. So I it went away and I went back to sleep and I thought that was freaky. And then I go back and, you know, that Friday night, game night, I'm talking to my aunt and I said, okay, I got to tell you about this really weird dream in quotations I had. Because they're very, you know, they go to church every Sunday and I don't want to tell them. I didn't even tell them that I went to the medium. And I said, I had a dream about this frog balloon and it was talking to me like it was Aunt Connie. And my aunt starts crying. And I'm like, why are you crying? You know? And then she goes, she collected frogs.
Oh, no way. Oh.
My every hair on my body stood up. I started crying. The look on my husband's face was like he saw a ghost. And, you know, and she goes, what did she tell you? I said, she was thanking me for everything I was doing for grandma. And I didn't, it didn't click with me. But at that very moment, I was in the works of helping getting a headstone because her kids didn't put a headstone after she passed and she'd been gone 2 years. And my grandma said, I need her to have a headstone before I die. So that was my mission to get this handled. And we got it built for her, made for her and everything, and got it installed because it's right next to my grandfather's grave. So I think that that's what she was talking about. I'm only assuming because I don't know. But that I did that for my grandma, not for my aunt, because her kids should have done that. But she came to me as a frog and it didn't really click. And then she told me she collected frogs her whole life, like frog figurines. I know. And see that if I never told my aunt, it would have not clicked with me. So then my aunt started telling me that she would have premonitions of accidents happening before they happened. And when she was driving on the road and she avoided several accidents because of that gift. And I'd never, I was 40 years old, never knew that.
Wow.
So it must run in my mom's side of my family too. But yeah.
That's the same on my side. It's on my mom's side of the family. Well, I don't know my father. It's, you know, possible it's on his side as well. But yeah, the women in our family are very, very strong. It's crazy.
Wow. So did your mother have this?
My mom is really good in dreams. If she has like a, and she can tell the difference when it's incredibly specific, like she knows it's got to be like, it's like a foreshadowing or something, a premonition, or it's the craziest thing. My grandmother was, I mean, I think she had a knowing. She didn't talk about it a lot because by the time I came around, my grandmother had transitioned into being a Jehovah's Witness.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, there was none of that in, or not was, there isn't any of that belief system in the Jehovah's Witness religion. And it's pretty much like you die and that's it. There is no afterlife. You're just dead. You're waiting for you know, waiting to be resurrected and judged and all of those things. And so as I got older, I realized that she did have abilities. She could, you know, sense things around or whatever the case. And every now and then she'd like casually say, oh yeah, there's, you know, noise in my closet last night. I could hear the hangers clanking together. And I'm like, what the hell? That's crazy. And
you're like, I got your number.
Right, exactly. And when my grandfather passed away, I never met him. But when he passed away, she had a lot of activity in her home. And she even mentioned him by name, like specifically identified him as the culprit, the person creating like all the havoc and stuff. Like, it was so crazy. And I'm like, what? So in my head, I was like, is she legit copying to knowing that, you know, he was there? And she was, I mean, it was I didn't question it. I didn't say, wait a minute, you said, because as she got older, I think she also was, she was just trying to reconcile the two. You know, she very much loved her religion and the community that she was part of. And then I think, you know, was also trying to reconcile what, who she really is and the things that are, you know, that she carried within her and the long history of, you know, coming from the Dominican Republic and, you know, the different things that went on there and the different things that she practiced while she was there. And, you know, so it's, it seems like it's the, from my grandmother down, like the aunts and my mom and all of them, they're very strong women. And my oldest aunt is, she's incredibly intuitive. And when we're together, it is like fireworks. It's crazy. It's so crazy. And I'll have to, she's actually going to be in town pretty soon. And I'm going to try to do an episode with her where,
oh, that's going to be great.
I think so. I've wanted to do it for a long time and she's wanted to do it. And we just, it's just been tough with our schedules, but I'm really hoping to do it because we have a lot of good stuff. I mean, she alone has incredible stories and experiences, and it's just, it's something else. So yeah, we'll see if I can make it happen. I'm excited. But yeah, she's very, very strong. And she has, you know, we've talked a lot since I did Reiki and started to figure out what's what. And I've, you know, tried to give her some advice too, because it's, you know, she sees some really scary stuff and stuff that I think, you know, had I still not gone through Reiki and met my teacher and learned all the things that I learned, I would have still been incredibly fearful and in the same position. And so I just encourage her to, you know, try different things and do things. And she started getting a handle on stuff, which was fantastic, because I'm like, I can't imagine living my life just being afraid all the time.
Yeah.
Which used to be the case. So I'm glad it's not anymore.
Me too, because that's not a way.
No, it's not. It's not fun. And, you know, they're just, like you said, going home was just, it gave you so much anxiety. And that's where you have to go. Where else are you going to go? And that's where your family is. And you're like, if I could afford a summer home, I would do it and I wouldn't live here. But,
yeah,
you know, not many of us are in that position. So we have to go home and deal with that. And I always think that when I'm watching a scary movie or I'm watching, you know, these true ghost stories, and I'm like, move out. But, you know, the real adult side of me is like, I understand why you can't just, you know, abandon ship and be about it. So
my husband hated to move. We didn't have to move. And I just kept telling him, we're moving. Mm-hmm. And I never stopped looking for another house. I never stopped looking. And the minute I found this house, it was around the corner from my work of where our building used to be. And it was 92nd Drive. And I sent him a picture and I said, I found our new house. And he told me, you're crazy. We're not moving. I said, yes, we are. And it's hard to get a house in West Covina for a price range in, you know, what I was looking for. And I called this lady and I talked to her, and she instantly, we just clicked. And so when I went to see it, there had to be 50 people show up for this house, because it's at the lowest price point in a bad neighborhood, and it's in an excellent neighborhood. And, you know, so I went there, and she's just like, that her mom told me, she goes, oh, you're from Mercedes. Oh, okay. My daughter wants to see you. Can you like come back later? Like, she wanted me to come back after everybody left, and she never even ran anyone else's credit. We got the house.
Wow.
And I mean, it was just meant to be. And then the next day, the owners who had, not only the ghosts in there, the owners gave us a hard time with everything. And the next day, they came at us and tried to raise our rent by $500. And I says, oh, we're leaving. Because I had already found a house, you know, and I knew that our credit was good. And I knew that we'd never been arrested. So we were we were in. My husband's like, wow, how did you even know that? How did you? And I'm like, I told you, the minute I found something, we were moving. We were leaving. I'm done with this.
Yeah, it's too much. It is too much. Yeah. That's no way
I never felt like I was showering alone.
Yeah, I know the feeling. It's so creepy.
Yes, it was to the point where, like, you could see, like, the light would look like this. You know how, like, the sun looks when the cloud goes over it?
Yes.
That's how my bathroom light would look.
Oh, God.
Mm-mm. And I was like, babe. And then he'd yell at me from outside, what? And I'm like, damn, it wasn't him. Yeah.
You're like, are you hovering over the light by chance? Please say yes.
I know. Tell me that you were whistling right now.
I know. Well, that is incredible. I'm so glad that you came on, Melissa, and you were brave enough to talk about your real life and put all that stuff out there, because it's not easy. And I mean, you and I, like I said, we've had a lot of interaction on social media, on Instagram specifically, and I'm so happy to have met you. And
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just, it's so nice. You are so incredibly positive, and every time we interact, it's just always light and airy, and I so appreciate that, because that's, I just try to live that way. So I love our whole community, our whole little Media Matters family is just so uplifting, and I feel incredibly blessed. So I am very happy that you joined us. Thank you again. And maybe you will join us for another episode. I would love to have you back on, and we can talk about even more spooky stuff. And it doesn't have to be specific to your stuff. We can have you on, and you can join me and Marie possibly and do another episode.
I would love that.
Yeah, we would love to have you on. So let me know what you think, and we'll have you back on. And for everybody else, all of our friends to the show, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Melissa.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. Good night.
Good night.
Friends, that's our episode with the lovely Melissa. We hope you enjoyed this creepy content as much as we did. Thank you again for joining us for another Can't Miss episode and tuning in week after week. We love you guys so much. Don't forget to hang with me on Twitter and Snapchat at Media Matters, on Instagram and Facebook at The Media Matters, because these are the places where I'm going to show you even more love. Make sure you turn on those notifications and be sure to tag me in your Media Matters posts for a special shout out. Want to shop with me? Find my store at amazon.com/shop/Media Matters and do what I do, shop. Feeling spooky? Send your real life ghost stories to themediamatters@gmail.com, via DM on one of the show's social media pages, or leave your ghost story on the show's voicemail at 850-203-0118. And remember, your voicemail will be played on the air, so make sure you tell me in your message if you would prefer to keep it private. Want the VIP treatment all the live long day? Join our super kick-ass Patreon family for as little as $1 per month and get immediate access to a bunch of fun. Find us at patreon.com/themediamatters and join us today. Are you liking the show? Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review this and other podcasts you're loving. Your ratings and reviews really do help support the show and make it easier for others to find your faves. With that, you guys, it is a wrap. We're back next week with an all-new episode of The Media Matters. Same bat time, same bat channel, same awesome October. Until then, may your days be supernatural and extraordinary. Good night, you guys.